B-Pod Studios.
You know what date is?
Wednesday.
It's Wednesday.
Good Wednesday morning, everyone.
Thank you for joining us, everyone. We have such a fun show ahead.
It's Wednesday.
Only Wednesday?
It's a great show ahead.
It's Wednesday.
Fun show.
That's your favorite day.
This is such a fun show. There is so much more fun happening.
It's
showtime. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Hey, good morning. It's 542. Lovely day today. Sunny and 75. And down to 61 tonight, 79 tomorrow. Not too shabby, right?
Yeah, it's the last hot day.
This feels like
for
it.
For a while.
Feels like the last hurrah for us. But you're all bundled up. You're wearing a sweater, Robbie.
It's freezing right now. I'm wearing a vest. It's a warm hug.
It is
a light vest.
It's early to go to the vest, isn't it?
It's a light vest.
Early.
It's not a puffy vest.
Yeah. Well, as long as you're comfortable. That's fine.
What's that mean?
No, I mean,
that looks so good.
No,
but whatever.
No, we're going to be together.
Thanks,
the next
Bob.
4 hours.
Yeah.
Once you to be comfortable.
Thanks.
Settle in.
Oh, I'm
That's
settled
nice.
In. I'm settled.
Tell you who's
Trust
not
me,
settled.
Trust me, I'm settled.
In. Yeah. Okay. Boy, every time she hears that Pina Colada song, Brian,
yeah,
reflects
it
a little too
me.
Much. Yeah. That's your favorite. Brian, how you doing? This Celtics lost. You okay?
Not great.
How's your boy? Was he upset?
Very upset.
Little Sam?
Yeah, not great. And, you know, the first day in 6 months that it was actually a school night, my kids are going to school today.
Yeah, congrats.
And it goes to overtime. And then we lose.
Of course. And we lost. And little Sam Bell, he's all in, with his Celtics.
Oh, boy.
I actually caught that game last night.
Did you?
Yeah, I was sitting watching the game like the last 5 minutes. And
you
I'm like,
it.
This thing is going on into overtime because every time I sit down to watch a game, it goes into overtime because then I'm forced to watch
You have
to,
right.
Yeah, would you stop watching, please? That'd be great. That'd be great.
I didn't mean
because there's nothing better, Bob, than getting a text when there's 22 seconds and it's a very close game, and LBF's like, boy, what a game. Like, 22, please don't bother me right now, please.
Are you the kind of guy who stands up to watch the game, Brian? Because you can't
At the
down.
End, yes.
You're up.
We were both standing in front of the TV.
Are you coaching at that point?
No, mostly just praying.
Okay.
And, you know.
Don't you love when guys do that, LBF? Direct the game.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's like the way I yell at the Real Housewives.
Yeah, but you don't stand up and watch the show.
Sometimes.
Do you really?
I'm like, Denise Richards, you're a liar.
Wow. You're all in. More than I thought. Okay, they play again when?
Tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night, 7 o'clock.
You feeling all right about it?
Yeah, it's going to be a tough series.
Okay. Yesterday, we got to song number one on the song Scramble when we left, but by time 5 o'clock rolled around, Diane got 3. Of these. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Those last two are going to be tough.
Yeah.
If you listened to Diane yesterday at 5, you might know the first three. They'll help you out. We'll give you the first chance at 8 o'clock to join the Million Dollar Playlist Club because it all ends Friday.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool.
Cool, yeah.
And 3 cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
And it's brought to you by Staples Stores. School goes on. Staples has everything to start the year right, no matter where school happens and all, at amazing prices. School on, save at Staples. LBF, what do you have? What's
there's cool? a new trend in parenting,
yeah,
and it's all in the stars.
All in the stars.
I'm digging this.
You're digging it.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. I haven't heard you say you dig much lately. That's good.
The 70s feels
very
right?
groovy. Cool. All right, Brian.
I got a little back to school shout out and a teacher who took it next level.
Okay.
Going back to school.
Like that. And I'm going to tell you about a very persistent gentleman who played the same lottery numbers for 20 years.
Wow.
Did it pay off?
I have a feeling because we're talking about
He's
it.
Still lost.
Are you getting the feels? Okay. What do you got?
Okay. So more and more millennial parents are looking to astrology for guidance on how to raise their kids. Yeah.
Really?
There are 5 books on the subject that have been released this year alone. And one author says astrology really helps you understand how to parent your kids individually. For example, Ariana Martz's 5-year-old daughter, or Auriel, mm-hmm. Mila, yeah. good Lord, yeah, is a Pisces, which means she's more sensitive. So Ariana uses a gentler approach when parenting her daughter. So they try to work calmly. And then Zoe Taylor Crane's son, Max, is an Aries, which means he's determined and authoritative. And she says he rules the roost. If he wants candy, he knows it's on top of the fridge, and I'm not proud to admit it, but 9 times out of 10, I'll eventually give in. So it's good to be an Aries, apparently.
Jeez.
Because you get the candy.
Right.
Or Auriella.
Who's the boss?
Yeah, he's the boss.
Wow.
This is a Gemini / okay. Cancer.
So...
I don't know what it means. You've got to
get the book.
Yeah, I have no idea. But that said, I'm a Scorpio. Nightmare.
Nightmare.
Just a nightmare.
You're a Scorpio?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Right?
Yeah.
I know, nightmare.
Explains?
You're a Taurus, right?
Yeah.
Another nightmare.
What do you mean it's a nightmare?
Hey. You're a bull.
That's right.
Ryan's a Taurus.
Grab the bull by the horns.
That's right.
All right. Well, I know my kids are going back to school today, actually going to the schools. Very exciting. Good luck to everybody in West Bridgewater in Cohort A. And whoever came up with the word cohort, I don't like you. All right.
What's a cohort? What are they using that for?
I've never heard
like
this
team,
word before.
Like TV.
Yeah, like team. But cohorts. Yeah. It's the word of 2020 back to school.
Yeah. Usually it's your fellow bank robber.
Yeah, that's right. you and all your cohorts.
Right.
So Paul Miller, who's an English teacher at a high school in Wisconsin, he was getting ready for back to school remotely, and he put up this welcome back to his students in a familiar theme.
So no one told me school was gonna be this way. I got my lessons ready, but the students are MIA. I guess I'll move it all to Canvas here. Even though we're starting virtual, we can still have a great year. Cause I'll be here for you.
There you go.
When you're learning at home.
That's sweet.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
How do you get that music to it so you can put your own lyrics on? How's that?
Oh, there's karaoke versions everywhere.
It's
called the internet, Bob.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wow. You can get it on your phone, too.
I just didn't know you could do that.
Wow.
It
sure.
could be dangerous sure. around here. Wow. Okay, that's fun. What a teacher. Hope his cohorts enjoy their school year. Hey, this is one reason to always stay with the plan, right?
Okay.
Plan the work and work the plan. After 20 years, a 73-year-old school bus driver.
Sound like Weight Watchers. Anyway, go ahead.
James Dippold of Vero Beach, California, claimed after 20 years of playing the same number, a $2 million prize last month, Powerball drawing. He'd played the same numbers for two decades. Now it's worked finally. He plans to retire. And you know what he's going to buy?
A lottery ticket? Another one?
Nope. Just what I would love, a muscle car. From the 70s. How about that? He's always wanted one since he returned from Vietnam back in the 60s. Now he'll get it.
What kind of muscle car would you get?
I'd love a convertible something from like 69 to 73. I'll take whatever you got. A Cutlass would be good.
A Cutlass?
Yeah. Camaro? Yeah, nice. Even a Mustang.
Okay.
Yep, you're nice.
Even a Mustang?
I have a question about that lottery story for a second.
Well, I don't know. The convertibles were great for Mustangs, and they weren't muscle cars.
Did he play every day?
Yeah.
He played every day for 20 years, and how much was the lottery?
No, it was Powerball, so it was only a couple times.
Oh.
Right, you know.
A couple, yeah. Okay, all right.
You're trying to do the math, see if he came out ahead.
Yeah.
He won $2 million. I mean, come on. It's all good, right?
Yeah, well, okay.
Well, your husband works the lottery. I think you'd be.
Oh, yeah, that's like right, too. Wow, that's a great idea. Perseverance pays out. Play your lottery.
Wow, I mean, do you need the T-ball set up any higher or where you want it?
Oh, yeah.
I forgot.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
It's National Guacamole Day.
Oh, is that today?
Hello, guac.
Holy guacamole.
Ah, guacamole!
Oh, guacamole!
Gross. This is so slimy. Slimy and satisfying.
Happy National Guacamole Day.
It's showtime.
Right. What did we do? Happy Guacamole Day, by the way.
Yes.
What did we do before guacamole? Now it's everywhere. Wherever you go. Every restaurant has it.
Yes.
But I have found, you know, a lot of restaurants don't have good guac game at all.
No.
I was at a place the other day.
Yeah.
I asked them, can I give you a pro tip on guacamole? Ask them just straight up because you're paying a lot for it. Is it homemade in the house?
Yep.
Does it come out of a tube?
Yeah.
Okay.
These are important questions.
And right? And how many avocados are in said guacamole?
Sometimes restaurants put that information on the menu.
They
like
should.
They have like five avocado guacamole.
Proudly.
Yes.
Where's that place?
I think it's there. In Florida.
Oh well, that's not local. You know what, Bob? I always like a place that'll just make it tableside.
That's
the place in Florida.
Yeah.
I get one in Hingham, too. I mean, a little closer.
She just booked her flight, Brian. Why don't you tell that before she paid for her flight?
Closer.
No, we went to a place Saturday, I won't even say it.
Yeah, don't say it, Bob.
It was Seaside.
Okay.
It was Seaside. It was nice. And ordered guacamole, $13.
Yeah.
And you could have put it in a teacup. I said, there's no way there's two avocados.
Listen, you're paying for the view, not for the guac. If you want guac, you got to go to like Acapulco's in Norwood. No view, big guac.
Just stare into the eyes of the guac.
Yes, that's all you need to look at. Yeah, I don't need to look at the ocean. I need to look at an avocado on its way into my mouth.
That's right. And you don't have to go to Florida anymore.
Right.
So.
Good to know. Thanks, Brian, for that tip.
Yeah.
Fun tip.
I thought I had a pro tip. Wow.
You thought guac was expensive up north. I mean, going to Florida every time you want it. It's really expensive.
Again. Okay. So, all right. Well, happy guac day. So what do you got? Dirty laundry, LBF.
Oh, the most shocking breakup in Hollywood. Right now. And Chris Evans confronts his issue over the weekend.
He ought to stop talking. Just let it ride. Okay? Let it ride.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Let's get into it. 6:47. Here's LBF's Dirty Laundry Report.
Babies, breakups, and Chris Evans.
Okay.
Let's do Chris Evans first, shall we? He's top of mind.
Why doesn't he? Just be quiet. Chris, be quiet.
Can I just tell you something that happened last night?
Okay.
I had a friend text me. She's like, where do you find the Chris Evans picture?
Okay. Naturally, you didn't know.
It's really been scrubbed from the internet, but I had to text a friend to say, hey, can you text me that Chris Evans pic so I can
old is
text
said
it
friend?
To my friend? 43?
I'm 46.
You're 46.
And I was at my kids'
sorry, Brian,
sports practice, and I'm like, are you seriously texting me this right now?
Oh,
I'm
my
like, just
God.
Texting me so I can get it to my friend.
So you asked Brian
mom,
to
no,
text
kidding.
It to you to text it to a friend.
Yeah, so we're calling HR this morning.
Yep. Isn't that weird? That's a weird thing. Mm. I'm like, we have a very strange relationship, don't we?
Yes,
we do. Anyway, here is Chris Evans on Tamron Hall, her show yesterday, talking about the unfortunate incident of the scandalous photo that was on Insta Stories.
Mm-hmm. It was an interesting weekend, full of lessons learned, a lot of teachable moments. Things happen. It's embarrassing. You got to roll with the punches. I will say I have some pretty fantastic fans who really came to my support.
Yes, they did.
Really, they did.
Lesson learned.
Isn't that great?
Embarrassing.
What was the lesson? What did he learn?
Delete, delete, delete.
Yes. That's it.
Or just not do it in the first place, but whatever.
There's
who cares?
That.
It's your life.
All right.
It's your phone. It's your life, but just delete sometimes.
There you go.
Print, delete.
Yeah, print, delete.
Just use snail mail.
We
all
don't
right?
need prints. All right, next.
Oh, breakups.
Oh.
I'm devastated by this, and I did not see it coming.
No, who could?
Cardi B is divorcing Offset.
Oh, no.
After almost 3 whole years
oh,
of marriage.
If they can't make it, who can?
I don't know who can.
Oh.
They have a baby, 2-year-old Culture with a K.
Culture.
Oh, my God.
Culture likes her, what does she call her, jewelry?
Yeah.
Is it jewelry? Jewelry, yeah.
When a celebrity buy their kids jewelry, people be like, kids don't care about that. They only care about toys and candy. If I'm fly and daddy's fly, and then so is the kid. If I'm wearing Shenanigans, My kids having the same thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, Shanae-nay, same thing.
He fly, she fly.
Culture. That reminds me of my favorite quote.
Yeah.
You can bring a whore to culture, but you can't make them think.
Okay, fine, fine.
Not a funny one? That's Dorothy Parker.
That's great.
Anyway, wow. You use it.
This report has everything.
Wow. Now it has babies. Trouble.
Yeah, go
All
ahead.
Right. Taylor Hanson from the band Hanson, you know, the Jonas Brothers of the 90s.
Was that the Mbop man?
Yes.
Mbop. Okay.
By the way, fun fact.
Yeah.
Scott Zolak's favorite song. It'd be his walk-on song.
Wow.
Yeah.
He said that out loud.
Yes, he did. Okay. Admitted it. He is going to be the dad of 7. His wife
Not
is pregnant.
Scott Zolak,
no,
the Hanson.
Taylor Hanson.
Okay.
Wow. 7th child
seven
on the way.
7 kids.
Yes, with the same woman. Congratulations. Yeah. Can't say the same for Jude Law.
Who you think they'll have a band?
Maybe.
I don't know. 7 people. That's an a cappella group.
Yeah, that yes, is. That's true.
It's like the Osmonds. God.
And Jude Law welcomed his 6th child.
Mm.
So he has 3 kids with his former wife, this new one with his current wife, and 1 kid with an old girlfriend and another kid with an old girlfriend.
Wow, he's got 4 different baby mamas?
Yeah.
4?
Yeah, you know what? And
that's hard to keep.
He's pretty young. He's got a lot of...
Imagine Mother's Day for that guy?
Oh,
wow, that's a lot of work.
I have 1 child and it's enough.
Mm. Well, 4 baby daddies would be tough, wouldn't it?
Well, anyway.
Press
a button.
Yeah, we're done.
Before I get myself in trouble.
Again.
It's time to play Match Wits with Nitwits. Here's your host, Bob Bronson.
Hey, now. Yes, Match Wits with Nitwits. It's a little fun Wednesday game we like to play.
Yes.
Just to see if you can match wits with us. The nitwits. Okay.
Yes, the nitwits.
Yes.
Some are bigger nitwits than others.
Yes. But, so LBF, because you're so good at it, I am going to ask you to be the nitwit today.
Oh, thank you
okay.
so much,
Here
Bob.
Here it is. Here's what we're matching wits with. If you know the answer that LBF is going to write down, give us a call. You'll win a valuable prize. Here is the phrase, the shop teacher, 4-Finger Freddy. Get it?
Get it?
Yeah, see? Told the class they couldn't share yardsticks this year to measure, so we said use blank instead.
Okay. Okay.
Shop teacher, 4-Finger Freddy told the class they couldn't share yardsticks because of the COVID to measure, so we said use blank instead. You got your answer written down, LBF?
Sure do.
All right, so let's see. Hello, WROR. Who's this?
Good morning. It's Marty.
Marty, let's match wits.
Yes.
He said, use blank instead.
Feet.
Feet.
Oh.
You like your actual feet.
Yeah, nope. That's a good answer, though, but not match.
All right, you try again. ROR, good morning. Who's this?
Lindsay.
Lindsay, go ahead and match wits. So he said, use blank instead.
Their arm.
Oh, their arm. Okay.
That's good.
Is that what you have?
No, it's not what I have.
Okay. Try again, Lindsay. ROR, who's this?
Well, it's Rich.
Okay, Rich. Go ahead and match wits. Use blank instead.
I'm going to say he only had 4 fingers, so you're going to use his other finger.
Wow.
LBS!
I didn't know. That's not my answer. I'm sorry.
Sorry. All right. Thank you. ROR, who's this?
It's Avery.
All right, Avery. Match wits. Go ahead.
I think it's her legs.
Her legs?
No.
Use your legs instead. Did you write that over there?
Nope.
For a yardstick?
Wait, that's probably a good idea, but.
You're 3 feet long.
Careful, though. That table saw.
No. Okay, ROR, guess again. What do you think the answer is?
I think ruler.
A ruler. Oh, because it couldn't use
Because he's a yardstick.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Same thing.
Not a match.
Not a match. Okay.
I'm trying to think clean, like LBJ.
No.
LBF.
That's where you're going wrong.
Sorry, LBF.
That's all right.
LBJ, you'll take it.
I'll take it.
Yeah, fine.
It's funny that she thinks I think clean.
And that's what I thought. All right, 888-410-1057. You got a match wits with what LBF has written down. The shop teacher, 4-Finger Freddy, told the class they couldn't share yardsticks to measure this year because of the COVID. So we said use blank instead. What could that be?
What could it be?
All right, got a great prize up for grabs.
It's time to play Match Wits with Nitwits. Here's your host, Bob Bronson.
Hey, now.
I'll play the role of the Nitwit today, Bob.
Do you mind, LBF?
No, actually.
Well, you're really good at it. And that's a compliment.
It was a role I was born to play.
All right, here it is. The shop teacher, Mr. Four Finger Freddy, told the class this year they couldn't share yardsticks because of the COVID to measure. So he said, use blank instead. Okay, LBF's got her answer in down.
I do. Yeah,
Steve. But
Steve, let's see if you can match wits.
Masks.
Use your mask instead.
No, not a match, but
no.
Clever.
Nice try, Steve. Okay, Sherry, what do you say?
Inchworm.
Use inchworms?
Wow. That's a lot of inchworms. Inchworms. Okay. Gonna break into bio for those. Okay. Nope, not my answer.
All right, ROR, good morning. Who's this?
Hi, this is Katie.
What do you say?
I think it's a 4x4.
Use a 4x4 instead.
Oh, nope. No? I don't even know what a 4x4 looks like.
That's great.
Four fingers by four fingers.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, that's true.
Okay, bye-bye. ROR, good morning. What's your answer?
PPE.
Use PPE instead. Use your PPE.
No PPE here.
Okay, thank you. ROR, what's your answer?
Their tongue.
Use their what?
Tongue.
There's their tongue.
Ew.
LBF.
No. that's not COVID.
No, it's not that. ROR, what's your answer?
Hey, it's Gil. I say broom.
Use your broom.
Nope, not a broom.
Wow.
I use that for flying.
All right, Warren, what's your answer?
My answer would be just use your head.
Use your head. I like that.
No, you know, I never always, do that.
Shop teachers are always snarky like that.
Yeah.
Good answer. ROR, who's this?
This is Tammy.
Tammy, what's your answer?
My answer is money.
Use money. LBF, is that what your answer is?
Yes, it is. Use a dollar bill. Oh. Nice job. Awesome. Do you know that trick?
What's the dollar bill? Because
I do. A dollar bill. 6 inches.
6 inches. Yep.
Wow.
It's a good measuring
tool.
You
kept it clean, LBF. Because you could have gone off the map.
I could have. That's awesome.
Congratulations. That's it, Tammy. How about that?
That's great.
Use a dollar bill. It's 6 inches. Perfect.
I learned that from a shop teacher.
Did you really?
Yeah, Blue Hills Regional.
Four Finger Freddy?
Nope, he had all of his fingers.
Oh, wow.
He had couldn't have been that good.
Tammy, good job. Where are you from?
I'm from Winchendon.
Well, we got a prize for you. Brian, tell her what she's
Hey, WROR t-shirt, Tammy.
Hey.
How about that's awesome.
Yeah, well, congratulations. Wear it proudly, Tammy, because today you match wits with nitwits, okay?
You sure did. Yeah. We are smart, though.
Are we?
She and I are. We know what dollar bill is.
Oh, you two are. Absolutely. Tammy, you hang on a second. All right, that was fun. Gotta love it. Okay, LBF, what is coming up with Dirty Laundry?
We got babies, we got breakups, and we've got Chris Evans.
Every day.
We got what?
Chris Evans.
Oh, Chris Evans.
Come on.
I didn't hear that.
I don't even need to say anything else.
Everybody get out your dollar bill. Yeah.
Now that is funny.
Is it?
Okay.
Six. All right. 105.7 WROR, 80s and more. It's Bob, LBF. And Brian, and that was fun. Our match wits with Nitwits.
Yeah, it was.
It was always good. So the phrase that paid was the shop teacher, Four Finger Freddy, told the class they couldn't share yardsticks to measure because of COVID. Use blank instead. And Tammy knew what your answer was.
A dollar bill or money.
Because it's 6 inches.
Yep.
We have a lady on the phone who thinks they went to school with you. Shop class.
Yes.
Because you just mentioned that, right?
I mentioned Blue Hills.
Blue Hills. Hi, ROR.
Oh, my God. LBF, you guys are so funny in the morning. I listen to you all the time. I'm a kid tonight, and I love you guys to death. And you guys make me laugh on the way to work.
Oh,
you guys have a good time.
That's great. Thank you for calling.
That's all we're here to do, right? Because we have nothing else.
We have nothing else.
Really, nothing.
I don't even know what a 4x4 is.
No, you
don't
know.
What is your first name?
Lauren.
Lauren.
Beckham.
Lauren, what? From Canton.
Lauren,
you gotta tell me.
Beckham. That's my maiden name.
Oh, shit.
She lived in a trailer?
No, travel? But travel company. Oh. Yeah, my father had the travel company.
Travel company.
Yep.
Yes. Oh, my God, I know you.
She's on the radio.
You're on the radio. Like, guys, oh, my God, Lori, you're so fun. Oh, my God, I'm so glad. Oh, my God, I'm hysterical right now. You are awesome. I know who you are.
Wow. Well, next time you see me in Canton, come say hi.
I will. All right, have a good day. Oh, my God, have a good day.
Oh, my God, have a good day. Do you know Maria? Do you
I
know
probably
she knows
do,
you?
But I don't know her last name. So, but I'm sure. Canton's a small town.
Small town.
Can't get away with anything.
Oh my God,
right, Maria!
Oh no, you can't. Wow. Well, nice to meet you, Maria.
Yeah, she went to Blue Hills. I went to Canton High.
Okay. All right.
But,
yeah.
You know, so we've crossed paths. She lives down the street.
But she knows you.
She does.
Didn't know your name was Lauren, but she does now. Let's go from the Eagles there. Well, take it easy.
Right, that happens a lot.
It does. I love when that happens. From the Eagles to Don Henley.
Okay.
Dirty laundry. Let's get in.
All right. I have some devastating news for you, Bob. I'm really sorry.
I mean, if this love couldn't last, what love could? We're
I
all
don't
doomed.
Know.
We're
That's
all
true.
Doomed.
Man. Cardi B is divorcing Offset.
Yeah.
I just like saying Offset.
Well, what set that off?
Oh, God.
With Offset.
Oh, no.
What do you mean,
I won't allow
no.
you. I won't what allow you to
no,
do it.
What? Something set off Offset.
I think that Offset may have strayed.
You think?
That, yeah, someone did.
You think he might have
been
there's
no one breaks
guy.
Up unless there's some
No one leaves
third
Cardi
party.
B.
No one leaves Cardi unless, B. Why would you?
She leaves you.
Cash.
She leaves you.
3 years, almost 3 years.
Yeah.
There's no prospect for a reconciliation, according to Cardi B. She's seeking full legal and primary physical custody of their 2-year-old daughter, Culture, with a K.
Mm-hmm.
And
they
she
take
also,
care of Culture.
Yeah, they do.
They take care
She's
of Culture.
She's got a lot of money.
She took care of her Offset, too.
Yes, she gave him a bag of money for his birthday.
Yeah, like a half a million bucks.
Yeah, in a bag.
Yeah, like, in a refrigerator.
I mean, it was a nice bag.
Yeah.
It might have been like an Hermes bag, but it was a nice bag of money.
Yeah, she's all about it.
When a celebrity buy their kids jewelry, people be like, kids don't care about that. They only care about toys and candy. Mm-hmm. If I'm fly and daddy's fly, mm-hmm. then so is the kid.
Yeah.
If I'm wearing Shenanigans, my kid's having the same thing. You know what I'm saying? It's not up to what the kids like. If it was the kids, they'll be outside in diapers.
That's right. Mm-hmm. The kids fly, you fly.
I don't have any Shenanigans.
Yeah, that's some solid reasoning.
I know, it is. It's really true. Hey,
kids fly,
she wants
fly.
An equitable division of all marital assets, which makes it sound like there was no prenup.
Yeah. Oh!
It also,
uh-oh.
I bet
Come
that's
on.
Not how she said it.
And
oh, you know, set her off. Offset,
Offset was caught cheating on her in 2018, but she took him back.
Wait a minute.
That was dumb.
I'm shook. Yeah.
Yeah. Forgiveness. You know, what's it? What's that expression that I can never remember, which is why I'm constantly being fooled? Fool me once.
Yes. Shame on me.
Shame on me. Fool me twice.
Shame on you.
No, still
Other
shame
way.
On me?
Is it
no, fool me once, shame on you.
Fool me twice,
shame on me. See what
is
I mean?
Is that how it goes?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
See?
Well, yeah,
that's
I, know,
why I'm constantly
I know your
being
other
fooled.
One is there's no shame in that game, so.
There's no shame in that game. That's and then a, also, yeah. first they run, then they run away.
Yeah, they
that's
run.
Another.
Right.
But that's but that's what Cardi B should have known.
That's what Offset's
hey,
doing.
Babies. Mm. Let's talk babies instead of breakups. Taylor Hanson of the band Hanson from the 90s. Mbop.
Mbop.
It's going to be
Scott
a dad.
Solak's favorite song.
Yes.
Crazy.
Isn't that crazy?
He said it.
Fun fact.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be a dad for the 7th time.
Wow. They got a whole band.
Yeah, they have Jordan, who's 17, Penelope, who's 15, River, who's 14, Vigo, who's 11, Wilhelmina, who's 7, that's a fun name, and Claude, 21 months.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Hey, I've got it. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. So that's the way it is.
Okay, good. Thank you, for actually, I mean,
well, you were,
figure that out. You didn't.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I thought we were there's a dispute.
No, well, there was no dispute when we figured it out. But it's good to know that.
Do you want to be fancy?
Yeah, sure.
Fool me once, shame on thee. Fool me twice, shame on me.
Ah, well, that's like too confusing.
Yeah,
I'll get the these and me's,
all right, fine.
And then the next thing you know,
you're offset.
I'm splitting marital assets.
Okay, fine. Okay, go ahead.
All right, Jude Law welcomed his sixth child.
Wow. You're not going to name all of his kids, are you?
Nope.
Okay, good.
Oh, I could.
No, don't. No. Nope, we're good.
Anyway, he has... This
name
is his
baby mama. This that, is his... I'd be more impressed with that.
Sixth child with the fourth woman.
Fourth woman.
Ooh. So that wow. Mother's Day is confusing.
Can you imagine Mother's Day for that poor guy?
Wow.
Because not only has to remember all the mothers, but who had who.
Exactly.
That's
confusing. Very confusing.
Yeah.
I don't have that bandwidth.
No, you don't need it. You would never want four baby daddies. It'd be terrible.
Would it, though, be terrible?
I think it would be. LBF. You have Father's Day to do. It's not good.
Yeah. Anyway.
Brian, stop her.
All right, just want to mention real quick, Chris Evans was on the Tamron Hall show yesterday,
oh,
and he said that it was embarrassing what happened to him. The picture that was on the internet of his nether regions.
Mm-hmm.
Said, got to roll with the punches. He has some pretty fantastic fans who really came to my support. So let's put it
there
in the past.
There you go, Captain America.
Just text me that, will you?
Oh, God. You don't want to do that. You're better than that.
I am not better
You're
than
not
that.
Better than...
I'm not.
I'm just trying to help.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
This is Super Smart in 60 seconds.
And it's brought to you by Window Nation. Now deferring payments on all windows for two full years. Visit windownation.com. Let's say good morning to our player today, William from Boston. Good morning, William.
Good morning.
Do you go by the name William or Will or Bill or straight up William?
Yeah.
Right.
William's fine.
Okay. William's fine. Okay.
Right, William. Hey, William, tell us about yourself. What do you do?
William Tell. Get it?
Hey. How about that? A little mom joke. I like it.
Anyway, go ahead.
Go ahead, William.
Well, lifelong resident of Boston. Love music. Love the show.
That's great.
Not much else to tell.
Well, what else is there?
There's nothing else, William.
William, you know how this works. You get all 10 of these questions correct. We're going to give you $1,000, okay?
Yep.
If you're not sure, just say pass. We'll get back to it if we have time. Here we go.
What's 7 plus 7?
14.
What suit is the queen in Alice's Adventures in Wonderland?
Hearts.
What's Jason Tatum's jersey number?
Pass.
What soda's name is a euphemism for moonshine?
Mountain Dew.
How many wings does a butterfly have?
Two.
The only child born on the Mayflower during its voyage was named Oceanus Hopkins. True or false?
True.
Barn burrowing and great horned are species of what bird?
Owl.
Who was killed by John Wilkes Booth?
Abraham Lincoln.
The Rio Grande is the river that separates the United States from what country?
Mexico and the United States.
What does the JC stand for in JCPenney?
Pass.
What is Jason Tatum's jersey number?
Zero.
What does the JC stand for in JCPenney?
Ran out of time. Hey,
James
William.
Cash. Oh, well.
You did
for. Oh,
what'd you say?
Wait, James, what'd you say?
James Cash.
What
the hell?
I'm giving him that.
All right.
That is obscure.
Are you Googling quickly?
No. William's
amazing.
A smart guy. What'd you guys add up?
I added up nine.
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 Nine,
the
Jane.
Only one you got wrong was how many wings does a butterfly have? It has four wings.
You'll never look at a butterfly again.
I
like
know.
That. Four James, wings, Williams.
Wow. That was really good. You did a great job.
You're a smart guy.
Thank you.
So what do you do for work, William?
I work at Blanchard's Liquors in JP.
You're a very smart guy.
All righty, then.
That's the best job ever.
Yeah. Well, congratulations. 9 out of 10. That's the best we've had in a while. Bragging rights.
Yeah.
And we have a $50 gift card to Legal Seafoods for you, okay, William?
All right, cool.
Yeah, no, there's no losers here.
No, none at all. That's Heck really, no. You're very, very good at that.
Yeah, really good. Smart guy.
I bought my first bottle of George Clooney tequila at Blanchard's and JP.
Oh, God.
You always remember your first tequila.
George Clooney. Okay. George Clooney. William, sorry about that. We'll give you a heads up when she comes in.
Yep.
Okay. Thanks, William. Well, that's it. He's super smart, man. He's a great. I never knew the James Cash for JCPenney.
That's really, really good.
How about that?
That was a stumpa.
All right. So if you want to play super smart, easy to play.
Just go to WROR.com. You can register and you can play the game. Yeah. It's multiple choice, so it's good practice.
One thing about the game, it'll tell you if you play it at ROR.com, WROR.com, you know where you stand. Because those are good.
Right. And if you're good at that, you're good at it.
Sign up to play.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool. Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
Okay, it is 827 LBF. What do you have that's cool?
Parenting by the stars.
Parenting by the stars.
Not celebrities.
Oh.
The actual stars.
You mean like astrology? Brian Bell.
Well, you know, a lot of kids getting back to school this week. My kids are going back today, and I've got one teacher's fun spin on getting back to school.
Nice. And I'm going to help us celebrate National Guacamole Day.
Okay.
All right?
All right.
What's so funny?
Well, what's funny is my cool thing. This is really cool.
Okay.
Because parents are raising their kids, more millennial parents actually, are looking to astrology for guidance on how to raise their kids. It's become so popular that in the last year, no less than 5 books on the subject have been released. And the author says astrology really helps you understand how to parent your kids individually. Like one woman said that her daughter is a Pisces, so she's a little bit more sensitive, so she doesn't get as stern with her as she does her other kids. But I looked up Taurus.
Okay.
Because you're a Taurus.
So is Brian.
All right. 8 things to know about your Taurus son.
Okay.
Your Tauruses are stubborn. Mm. Routines rule. They're tactile. And everything will go into their mouth.
Right. Everything. Yeah.
They also need love and affection and prone to hitting and kicking.
That's what we're bulls.
Nailed it.
Wow.
Nailed it.
You're not wrong. You are not wrong. Hey, while you're looking up, go ahead and tell us about you, the Scorpio.
Oh, I didn't look it up.
Well, yeah, you go and do that, Brian.
I'll let you know. Go ahead.
Brian, you do your thing.
All right. Well, just want to say, you know, back to school is fun, of course. Finally getting my kids out of the house. They're actually going to their schools today. So congratulations to all the kids going back to school in cohort A. I really hate the word cohort now. But this guy, a Wisconsin teacher, he's a high school English teacher, and he welcomed back his students to virtual learning with this fun theme song.
So no one told me school was gonna be this way. I got my lessons ready, but the students are MIA. Yeah. I guess I'll move it all to Canvas here. Even though we're starting virtual, we can still have a great year. Cause I'll be here.
I guess. That's nice. Right, he's a nice guy.
Good spin on friends.
Yes, okay.
So there you go. Welcome back to school, everybody.
All right, LBF, did you find the Scorpio?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so they're super secretive.
Yes.
But also will discover all the family secrets.
Oh, that's you.
They're extremely sensitive. Reassurance is important.
Oh,
how do I look?
You need reassurance. Well, I can reassure you. You look fantastic.
They're very strong-willed and intense. Mm. And also
but you hate camping.
Yeah, intense. Okay.
Right. Yeah, and they laugh at dumb jokes.
Yes, they do. Spot on. Spot on. All right, you guys know what today is.
It's National Guacamole Day.
Oh, is that today?
Hello, guac.
Holy guacamole.
Ah, guacamole!
Yes.
Oh, guacamole!
Yes.
This is so slimy.
National. No, it's not slimy. National Guacamole Day. Would you like a few fun facts?
Yeah.
Good. Of course, guacamole is made from avocados, packed with more than 20 vitamins, with good fats that reduce cholesterol, help you fight cancer, and can be used for a substitute for butter or shortening if you're going to be baking. And check this out. Approximately 5% of annual avocado sales go towards guacamole on Cinco de Mayo, the 4th of July, and Super Bowl. Those are the biggies.
Yep.
But have no fear. Trees produce up to 400 fruits a year. It's pretty big, the avocado tree. 400.
Avocado.
Yeah, one tree can do that.
I gotta get me an avocado tree.
Wouldn't that be great?
Right?
400. I don't know if they grow so well in northern climes like ours.
That's why they're like $5 a pop.
That's why. Exactly. Yeah. Happy Guacamole Day. Hey, Dr. Oz is going to make a house call.
Oh.
Yeah, we haven't talked to him in a while. We'll check out how things are going with the corona. What is, his thoughts are about going back to school.
Yeah.
Going to restaurants and all the good stuff. That's coming up next.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Hey, our friend Dr. Oz is back for another season on Boston 25, 3 o'clock every day. Good morning, Dr. Oz.
How's life treating you?
Hey, we're good.
Yeah.
Yeah, we want to say congratulations to you. First on your big birthday. How about that? Can we say the magic number?
Did you get Bob's card?
Of course. Yes. Here's what I'll tell you what I did, though. I canceled my birthday. Not the party, the actual birthday. I said, this is not a year to have a birthday, so next year I'll turn 60.
Good. All right, I'm down with that.
I'm with you on that. That's good. Well, congrats on that. Also, Dr. Oz, for we hear you're signed up for two more seasons, which is more than we can say.
Well, <you're,
laughs> must be nice.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Well, you know, you're very kind. It's always good to have strong partners. And I tell you, when I started this whole path with Oprah 12 years ago, this is not where I thought I'd be right now,
but it
has been a wonderful ride. They said that it would never work. And actually, that was Bob. That was you who said that.
No, I know. You don't listen to me anytime. So, hey, Dr. Oz, last time we talked, it's probably back in May or June. It's been a while. Then we weren't even close to a vaccine, and we were still trying to figure things out. Where do you think we are now?
I'm really optimistic about the vaccine. The Chinese over the weekend announced that their vaccine, which we're not even studying in this country, they've given to hundreds of thousands of frontline health workers. But I'm pretty confident in ours. We've got three vaccines now in the U.S. One of them is going to finish the first 30,000 patients enrollment. And then they got to wait a couple months to make sure that it's safe and also that it's effective in preventing the COVID-19 infection. But if it pans out, and the head of Pfizer just went on publicly yesterday and said, we believe that by the end of October, we're going to know if this vaccine works or not. So there's no promise that it's going to work. But
right.
If it's going to work, we'll know by then. Well, that means we're, a month to two away from starting it to give it to doctors, nurses, people in nursing homes, people who are the ones who you just can't afford to get sick.
Yeah.
So what do you suggest now until we get that vaccine? People are going back to school. Restaurants in New York City are opening, 25% capacity inside or 50%. Are you concerned about that happening or are you optimistic?
Well, we're going to have more cases in the fall, and that's just from the cold weather and from people's behavior changing. The cold weather is what the virus likes. Less humidity, the virus can travel further. People indoors in large, crowded, poorly ventilated settings, it's that perfect super spreader opportunity. So here's what I want, and it's not rocket science. If you avoid being closer to 6 feet than 6 feet to people you don't know, if possible, and if you have to be closer than that, wear a mask. Those two things alone bends the virus to behave more like the flu. And if we can just do that for a couple months and slow down the rise that we know we're going to see, for example, in Boston, where I went to college, it gets bitterly cold in the winter.
Mm.
You know, if we can just sort of slow that process this winter, then the people who are most needing will get the vaccine early next year. And by the time the weather warms, we'll feel a lot better about this.
Let me ask you, Dr. Oz, would you send your kids to school?
I would send my kids to school, and I am sending my grandkids to school.
Okay.
They're all back in school. And my son, Oliver, who's a senior at Harvard, is not allowed to go to school because Harvard shut down classes for upperclassmen. But if he could have, he would have, and I would have allowed him to go.
I'm sure they gave you a good break on the tuition, though.
I wish.
Nope.
Yeah, believe me. No, it's not that. You have to... When you're an alumni, you have to donate.
Yeah, right,
more.
Exactly.
So, Dr. Oz, last thing. What's up with the show? You're talking about sleep solutions, right? Do you have something going on with that?
The Dr. Oz, The Good Life, as you know, is the name of my magazine, but it's also the first time I'm putting my name on a product, and I'm doing it because sleep is the single most underappreciated problem we have in this country, and there are sleep solutions that work like an adjustable bed frame that elevates your head if you're a snorer. We're democratizing sleep. I partnered up with the largest manufacturer on Amazon of bedding, and we are making an affordable line of products that I want people to experiment on. Bob, I'll send you one. Are you a snorer?
Yeah, I'm not going to lie.
All right.
That's
done.
What the wife says. Yeah.
No, I think we ought to make it easy for people to sleep, especially at a time of great anxiety.
That's awesome. Well, good talking to you again. Congratulations on the upcoming seasons. Hopefully, it'll be 10 more. It's Boston 25 here locally, 3 o'clock. Thanks, Dr. Oz, for checking in.
Thank you, my friend. See, stay well. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Well, some good news. I mean, he's optimistic for a vaccine, right? For,
yeah, it was like a telehealth appointment with Dr. Really, Oz.
I like
Not
that.
Not bad.
He didn't even ask us to step on the scale.
That's what I love about him.
Yep. That's our kind of house call. Some good news, though, but obviously he's saying stay alert.
Yeah.
Keep your mask on.
I was surprised.
Feet, same stuff. Yeah.
That he was like, you know, yeah, this is going to spike again. I was like,
He thinks because of the cold weather.
Yeah.
Less humidity. I guess we kind of knew that. But good news. He's more optimistic than he was last May.
Yes, he is.
Feel good about that. 105.7 WROR. It's 80s and more. It's Bob Bronson, LBF, Brian. And it's National Guacamole Day. So that's fun.
Yum.
You going to have some guac today?
I had some guac this week.
Yeah.
But I
had some disappointing guac this past weekend, so I might have to have a redo. It's pretty bad when, well, I shouldn't say it's bad, but my youngest makes the best guacamole.
My sister makes the best guacamole.
Right?
Yeah.
Don't you? So when you go to a restaurant and it's not good, it's so disappointing.
Right.
Yeah. I like it when they make it right at the table, because
yes,
then you can see they're doing a good job with
That's
it.
That's the best.
Yeah. I like it when they say in the menu how many avocados they use.
Right.
And that is my favorite.
Yeah. They better have two.
They better have five.
Five?
Five avocados.
A lot of guacamole.
For how many people?
One.
Wow.
No, you got the ratio wrong. No.
I think it's one avocado for each person.
Yeah.
There is no way I'm sitting down at Acapulco's and having just one avocado worth of guac.
Good to know.
Right?
Wow.
I mean,
what a woman.
Move on, you son.
All right. Dang.
Mama's hungry.
We know. The blonde lady wants five avocados.
All right. It's the good fat.
I'm sorry.
Don't forget it.
I'm sorry, man. We can't give you all five avocados until the rest of your party's here.
Jeez. Okay. Are you the type, LBF?
Yes.
Are you the constant chip and dig? So if you're at the table, there's just no stopping you, right? You just chip and go and go and go. Or do you just rest for a second? Or am I going to have to keep up with you? What's the deal?
You know, my plan of attack. Are we at a house?
Wherever the dip is.
All right.
Yeah.
My plan of attack is to get a plate, get my own, and walk away.
Oh, my wife
does
that.
See how that works.
My wife does that.
Now,
that's
smart. I will go back sometimes, but I can't. I have dignity.
Yeah.
I am a lady with dignity. I will not stand by a buffet table and hork down the guac in front of everyone.
Wow.
I'll go in the corner and be dainty about it.
Yeah, okay. God.
Always a fresh plate. You don't want to go back. See you going back for seconds and thirds.
No,
and fourth,
I'm like, I just got here. Wow, this is delicious.
Guacamole.
Holy guacamole. Okay. Well, anyway, celebrate alone. If I were you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.